Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and there's no doubt social media has become more than just a space where people can be social and share about their lives and experiences. With platforms now used as a space for information and where trends set the tone for news and stories. But with changes in recent years to Facebook, now Meta, and Twitter, now X, new platforms are entering the arena looking to become the next big thing.
TikTok quietly launched its still image and text Instagram rival TikTok Notes in Australia and Canada earlier this month. Will it be as successful as Instagram or take longer to find an audience like Threads and Blue Sky have? We're joined this morning by Swinburne lecturer in digital media, Dr. Kyle Moore, to ask, will it flop or will it dominate social media? Welcome to Joy Breakfast, Kyle.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, I only noticed that there was something new going on with images in TikTok when they kind of sent me a message telling me about it, but didn't realize it had already happened. So just to set the scene, for those who may not have downloaded the app yet, what does TikTok Notes look like?
Yeah, so TikTok Notes looks a little bit like Instagram. A lot of people have also compared it to kind of a style of Pinterest. So you've kind of got a board of images. So TikTok's had images on there for a little while now, but this is the kind of first time they've launched a kind of companion app to store those images. So it looks more like an image grid. You can kind of click on an image. As you go into that, you can kind of scroll through various ones. So it kind of looks a bit like an Instagram carousel post.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so if I've already got a TikTok account, does that mean I automatically have a TikTok Notes, or is this another thing that I'm going to have to sign up for and set up?
No, so you can use your TikTok account. I believe it's an opt-out service, so I think it might be one of those things where if you have a TikTok account and start posting images, that will be available on Notes for people who are on Notes, regardless of if you've downloaded that as a separate app. So you can go into your settings and opt out. But yeah, generally speaking, like any image that you're going to post will be posted perhaps on the main TikTok page and Notes, but they might start to kind of siphon off the images straight into Notes now and not have them on your main TikTok video feed.
So is this like, for example, how Instagram and Facebook are linked and you can post something onto Instagram and it'll automatically post onto your Facebook? Is that the same kind of concept?
Yeah, it's a similar concept. So we're seeing this in the last kind of couple of years. Platforms like Meta, like TikTok, kind of moving towards this idea of a Fediverse, which is kind of like a federation of different apps that speak to each other. This process has been around for like a little while. As you can see, that's kind of relevant on, as you said, Meta. But yeah, we're seeing other apps kind of adopt this sort of strategy as well.
We had a soft launch here in Australia and in Canada. Is this because American politicians are trying to ban TikTok, or are we just really good and they want to know how we're doing things first?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, yeah, it's not really the greatest political landscape to launch at the moment in the US. It is a little bit strange in that I've seen some reports of it being launched in Canada, but they don't have sort of like influencer accounts in Canada. So it's kind of strange monetization process. But there's also another thing, yeah, where like sometimes we do get things launched in Australia. Pokemon Go was like one of the biggest ones. Like we had a beta testing here months and months before it was launched globally. And yeah, there's been a few other different games and platforms that have kind of been soft launches in Australia. It might just be that we're like a smaller market and it's kind of like a safer space to kind of test some of the bugs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not quite sure why exactly we get the first of a few different things.
Well, see, we're progressive enough, but we're also not going to sue them if they make a mistake and it doesn't work, maybe.
I feel like Pokemon Go, it saved a lot of people. That's when we had major lockdowns as well, so it made such a difference to people's lives, which was very good. Just quick question.
Yeah.
Canada. Why don't they have influencers? Is it too cold? What do you reckon?
Are they banned?
I think it's just sort of like, they do have influencers, but it's that there's a different monetization process that happens through the platform. And I just don't think that's been made available to Canadian users. I think the way that it works in America and how they can kind of monetize their content is slightly different to Canada. Mm. And that would probably just be with, app regulation and financing. I'm not quite sure why that's the case.
Interesting. Well, they could always just jump the border, I guess. Now, it's only been a couple of weeks, but how have audience responded to Notes so far? Are there any big criticisms of the app?
Not that I'm really seeing. I think like the launch has been really quiet. So it takes a bit of digging to find some of the sort of ways in which people are using it. But generally speaking, the conversation is like, oh, it's like Instagram. And I think that's an interesting comparison. Sometimes it can be very reductive, especially when you're thinking of kind of global markets. Like, there's always a conversation of like, oh, this is the Chinese version of this platform we all know. And it's like, there are distinct kind of cultures and practices that emerge around how people might use those apps. But I think it's only been out for about a week. So I think those haven't really emerged. People are really just kind of figuring out why this thing exists and how we might actually use it. There's a few ways that like TikTok's kind of suggesting you use it. So really like a visual note, they're like, oh, you can write about your favorite coffee shop. You can kind of say, here's how you could visit Melbourne, right? But the kind of practices haven't really emerged just yet.
It's so interesting because that's really how Instagram began. Yeah. Was I read a thing the other day about Harry Styles' first ever Instagram post was of like some dinosaurs or something with a really random like comment on it. Like, it wasn't about posting your life. It was about posting the random things in your life. So maybe that's going to have a resurgence and we're going to see all the food again.
Yeah, maybe. I think, whenever I think about like the origins of Instagram, it's always a weird thing. Oh, I was around for that. But like, the kind of, it was this idea of like retro photographs that you would like layer a filter and just post. And it just slowly emerged over time to absorb all these other different types of features. And that's been the kind of like the meta game plan is really, okay, Snapchat's really popular. Let's get that.
Yeah.
TikTok's really popular. Let's get short videos. And even like the acquisition of WhatsApp was based on the fact that like a lot of people were just using Facebook Messenger to replace text messaging. So they're like, okay, there's another app that's emerged that's competing with us in this space. And it seems like an odd choice just to be like, oh, let's absorb a text messaging thing. But it's all part of kind of creating these ecosystems and platforms that all speak to each other and that like a single entity has kind of control over.
It is really interesting when you think they set up a plan, go, this is the direction we want you to go in. And we've seen it over time. Like, I look back at some of the Instagram images that I have, or you can see them on your other social media things and think, why would that be what I share or how?
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Stick with us. We are talking to Dr. Kyle Moore about what exactly is TikTok Notes.
Joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and we're speaking with Dr. Kyle Moore about TikTok Notes.
Why do you think there's been this shift with TikTok from the app's images just sitting in your profile and with reels and videos and then putting the still images in another place? Are they seeing a trend that's coming up? What do you think they're trying to do?
Yeah, I think there's like a couple of reasons for this. I think one, I'm always curious if it's shifting the media narrative, right? Like, they're in the news, like it's just been announced that like it's most likely going to be banned in the United States. I think a bill has been passed, which was kind of tacked onto a foreign aid bill, which is a little bit interesting. But anyway, so they might be trying to shift the narrative. The other thing I think is that like there's constant conversations about like the addictive nature of social media. And I think one of the things about TikTok and Reels is that it's like, it's really designed for just this idea of like an endless stream of content. Like, you're just kind of constantly scrolling through. Mm. And whether or not that's addictive or not, like, I'm not a psychologist, so I don't know exactly what's happening in someone's brain while they're doing that. But I can say as like a media scholar, it's like, it really is designed for that purpose, right? It's designed for that endless sort of feed. So the kind of affordances and the way that Notes is designed suggests a different style of use, which is more around this idea of kind of like exploring the images and kind of going in and attempting to encourage like a deeper engagement with content. Whether or not that happens, that's that's a different story. Like, I think we might be able to tell in the next kind of couple of months. But I think it's a might be a way to start to think about, like, okay, we're getting all this flack for, you know, being an endless stream of content. What if we kind of design this thing, siphon off some images, and structure it in a way that encourages kind of click-throughs and exploration and things like that? And we still kind of get our users, we might get new users, and we're still collecting all these different types of data, which are really valuable for these platforms.
I feel like it sounds like a really good thing for small businesses to utilize, because if you have a catchy enough image, people will click on it and then they can actually follow through whatever it says, you know, and then link them to your business at the end of the day and hopefully make some money off it.
Yeah, it could be really useful. I think, like, one of the problems I have with Reels is, like, it will showcase new content, like, and things in your area. The same with TikTok, is that, like, they're geolocative. So it's like, it's about, it can be about the location that you're in. So it can be super useful to find new content in your area, like restaurants, bars, cafes, things like that, as well as small other small businesses. But it tends to kind of rush through that content and it becomes really hard to locate it. So yeah, notes might be a really good way for small businesses to start to leverage that, leverage the kind of users around them in their location, and actually give more content and more information about the services that they offer.
Well, as you did say, it looks like TikTok may be banned in the US. We keep hearing about Elon Musk versus Australia over content on X. Is this push for new social media platforms the way to go? Or are all these options in the market just keeping people's focus on the platforms they know and diluting it all? What do you reckon? Is it a good or a bad thing?
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting question, because I think as Twitter shifted into X, we saw this kind of void emerge where people were like, all right, where's the next public sphere that I want to participate in? Twitter really had a reputation for being kind of like on the pulse of conversations that are happening kind of globally and around the world. And, you know, people thought about it in terms of having a really important impact on social movements. I think the tone of it really shifted, obviously, with the purchase and obviously with a huge amount of decisions that Musk has made, whether or not, like, designers and other people who work for X thought they were good, they kind of went ahead. So it's gone from this idea of here's this space where it's like open public discourse, and now we're seeing it's like this kind of battle over free speech, right? And whatever that really means. I mean, that's a very politicized comment to think about, like, this is free speech. It's like, okay, well, like, does that exist globally? Not really, right? All platforms can censor things. Musk has, like, deleted content that he didn't agree with. So is it really a platform for free speech, or is this basically part of his, like, you know, his PR, right? This is what I stand for. But we saw this kind of void emerge, and Threads came into that. So that's Meta's answer to X. We saw Mastodon, which is a kind of like open source, decentralized platform where it's like no one really owns the spaces, but someone manages like a small little public. And that's all kind of voluntary based. And Blue Sky, which I believe is Microsoft's. And so Mastodon got a bit of like academics kind of went there and then fizzled out. Blue Sky, I really haven't heard much about. Threads is kind of has a bit of users, but it's quite quiet. I think it's the similar sort of thing. It's like it's an extra place for people to post content. And I think this is kind of where platforms are going, is like they want to keep people in their ecosystems, in the things that they kind of can collect data about, they can manage, and they can kind of regulate. We see this with a range of other platforms. It's like Netflix has games now as a way to kind of like keep people on the app, but also to kind of keep them subscribed. So the idea is like we want people as users for as long as possible. Whether that's good or bad, I think each of them have their distinct cultures. And I think kind of Instagram has a range of different cultural niches. Some of them are good. Some of them are really kind of like problematic and kind of not very nice places to be and read comments in. Yeah, so we're seeing this kind of diversification, but we're also seeing a kind of like, yeah, like less and less platforms existing. There's still the major players. It's really hard for another platform to break into that space.
Yeah, it's so interesting to see where things are going. And I guess like website pages, the longer that someone spends on an individual page, the better. So I feel like that's how Notes is kind of making TikTok more relevant, like staying on an individual page, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It's all very interesting. Well, Dr. Kyle Moore, Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Joy Breakfast to talk about TikTok notes. I've just learnt something entirely new because I didn't even know it exists. So let me go and hunt down my TikTok notes now.
Cool. Thanks so much for having me.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.